28 years into our democracy, and much of the excitement and optimism that greeted that first democratic election, the hopes and the expectations have been dashed. We have 30 million people living in poverty. We've got almost half our adult population who aren't in work. We've got children who are not getting a decent education. And the reality is that we're not going to be able to celebrate much about freedom whilst our nation remains shackled in poverty and unemployment. So we have to focus on job creation. We've got to focus on getting the economy moving. We've got to focus on bringing immediate relief to communities that are already suffering. And that starts with dealing with food prices, making sure that we take the interventions that the DA suggested to bring down the cost of living in South Africa and start to make life easier for South Africans. We need to make sure that we are a caring government. That's why it is unconscionable that in a country where we're losing 7,500 children under the age of 5 every year to malnutrition and hunger, it's unconscionable that a government can spend 1.4 billion on parties, catering and hotel accommodation for ministers. We need to do better as a country, and if we really want to celebrate our freedom, we must celebrate it when all of our people are freed from the shackles of poverty.